Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone is doing well out there as we approach my favorite season of fall. By the way, this is your favorite host, Aaliyah Osmer, and you have tuned into the greatest of the greatest podcasts out there, The Breakdown Cast. I want to get into a topic today that hit me recently about us individuals not becoming what we attain and also becoming unshakable in this world. What I mean by that is not letting things in this world or people determine your internal state in which you define yourself. I recently discovered a Kung Fu martial artist instructor named Shi Heng Yi. He is the headmaster of Shaolin Temple in Germany. He has been practicing Shaolin methods and teachings regularly for over 27 years. While I was studying him, he said something that shook me, and it made me really think. He said, "Success never stays success because success is based upon failure. A rich man can never be rich forever because poor and poverty exists." He had this concept about no matter what we attain in this life, we should always be centered and stable from within because the things we attain in the material world cannot leave with us, right? I'm gonna break down a few examples within this concept in different realms, all right? Let's say someone gets you a gift, a present, right? And your emotions, you know, it lifts to a high and you almost have this euphoric feeling like, oh my God, right? And he said this concept, it's important in moments like this to be mindful and to hold that moment with a strong amount of gratitude because emotions can come and go. You get a gift, you're so high off of that feeling, then the next moment you're on to the next thought or the next thing, right? When you can acknowledge things with your spirit and have very deep gratitude, you're acknowledging a moment much longer. Therefore, that gratitude stays with you longer and it stays with that other person with mindfulness because everything is vibrations and energy. Then he used the same thing in a negative connotation when people criticize you, judge you, project. You know, these kinds of things are meant to break you down, devalue you, your energy lower, right? He said to never let those things bring you lower or attain power over you. No matter what, we should be stabled and centered within our spirit because if we allowed external objects, events, or people to fluctuate our emotions up and down, you know, we have not attained control over ourselves. We should still feel emotions, but to not let that emotion change who we are. Only then we're able to remove ourselves from situations or people when necessary to not allow them into our space. He said, no matter what comes and goes from your life, whether it be attaining wealth, having a big house, people who come into your life, then leave, no matter what, we are still centered at the core of our being. If someone leaves, you will still be stable and you will still be divine within yourself. You do not have, even if you don't have a lot of money, you should still be centered in your spirit, right? We are not attached to things or people. He also said that there's no problem with wanting to be happy and wanting to have these things, but also always remembering that you can remain in a stable state while attaining these things. The advantage of a stable state is that you will always know what you can build your life upon. No matter if you are going to be rich or poor, meet good or bad people in this lifetime, no matter what, you don't lose yourself in the process. If someone insults you very, very, very bad, you will always know that you are never going to lose yourself in that process. You cannot be raised higher or lower by anyone or anything because you are stable from within. No matter how many compliments you get, you will always remain stable, right? Don't give someone the power to raise you high or to lower you. You control you and how much you elevate yourself. When we understand that we are not of this world, and we are in this world, only then you can decide how you want to express yourself in this world. This whole entire concept was something I wanted to share with you guys today because I believe that was powerful information to absorb and reflect on. You could take or leave whatever you want. I believe we live in a world where a lot of objects and situations and people have the power to fluctuate our emotions like so much, and how we feel about ourselves and who we are and what we want. When the answer to everything is ourselves, connecting to ourselves, the more centered we become, the more chance and likely that no one can shake us or deter us away from our spirit. That is the one thing that remains constant. I believe you will find strength when you have power over your mind and your spirit. And once you realize this, like, I believe you will find a lot of strength. All right, but that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for your support. If you like what you're listening to, please keep tuning in. I air a new episode every Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. I'll talk to you guys next week.